You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors, and today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor's going to distribute your podcast for you, so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to, and you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.com. FM to get started.
You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web and your number one source for after-show entertainment.
Very good, Johnson.
From the AfterBuzz Studios in Los Angeles, California, and streaming live on Ustream, this is AfterBuzz TV for Jersey Shore. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest Jersey Shore news and gossip. If you'd like to buzz in on tonight's show, you can buzz us at 424-256-1729. That's 424-256-1729. And now, picking up where the show leaves off and the buzz continues, it's AfterBuzz TV for Jersey Shore.
Yo, what up, AfterBuzzers? It's your boy DJ Jesse Janity here in the AfterBuzz studio, filling in for Kevin Undergaro. I'm so excited to join you on Jersey Day.
And we're like adults. Like, I feel like we can do whatever we want.
Yes,
yes we are.
And we're going to.
Hell yeah.
We're going to. Yes. Kevin's not here, so we can do whatever we want.
Jersey.
Yes.
No rules.
Let me take you around the room, because not only do we have three beautiful ladies in here, we have four, and one is a very special guest. To my left, we have the one, the only, Roxy Stryer.
Woo! Rookie. You gotta use my
name. I'm sorry. Roxy Rookie Stryer.
Thanks.
Yes, across from her. Now, Jessica, we have Jessica Kingpin.
That's me.
Yes.
Hey.
And next to her, we have, now, Gabby, I'm not sure what your jersey
name is. Really? Come on already.
I'm sorry.
What's your jersey name?
Sassy G, right? Sassy Gabby?
You don't
Sassy
even know what you're
saying. Right?
Like, you guys, what? No, come on. It's Sassy Gabby.
All right.
But Sassy G for short.
And sitting on our special guest couch, we have the one, the only... Now, Phil, you really have to fill this one in because...
Oh, boy.
Becky Bayless.
Hi.
What?
Cookie.
I was Cookie,
also
yes.
Cookie from TNA.
TNA correct? Wrestling, yes.
Now, Phil, what did we give what we renamed her?
Yes. What we do is we put it into the Jersey Shore name generator, and it fist pumps for us, and out came B-Scream.
B-Scream, so that's
well, what, yeah. I am known for my sweet and soothing voice, you know, and my,
I don't have
an indoor voice, so that's kind of fitting.
Awesome, so are you a big Jersey Shore fan?
You know, I am. I was a huge fan of the show from the get-go, and honestly, Snooki kind of reminds me of myself about 10 years ago when I was still a train wreck.
That's great.
So, you know, and it also makes me feel really good about the growth I've done in my personal life. But, you know, they're all just such characters, and I'm from New York City, so I'm quite familiar with the goings-on at the Jersey Shore, and it's actually my personal hell on earth. I went there once when I was 19 with some friends, and never again.
Really?
We are so proud of you, B-Scream.
Yes. I'm going to need you to channel that tonight. I know you've let go of it, but I need it to be channeled tonight.
Your
we all channel
Jersey
our inner...
Brutal applications accepted!
Yeah.
All right, so let's get this started, because we have so much to talk about today. We have a very special meatball dance for you guys tonight. Mm-hmm. I'm so excited for this.
So am I.
Oh my
yes.
gosh.
I'm a little frightened because I agreed to take part in it, you know, so I don't know what I'm getting myself into.
I'm so thankful because I was getting thrown in the ring and now...
Honey, I'm not in it for a long time. I'm in it for a good time, so let's do it.
We didn't say you're not getting up either.
Oh, no.
That might happen.
If I'm getting up, she's getting up.
No. You know what? You're going to see how much fun we're having. We're going to beg to be a part of it.
All right. Well, we have tons of news and gossip for you, and we also have a special segment with Becky, which we will get to. But first, tonight's episode was really entertaining.
Yeah.
It was.
It was funny.
It was the funniest one yet, for sure.
Yes.
This season.
Yeah, for sure.
You know, the past couple episodes we've been dealing with anxiety, depression, and I don't want that on my Jersey Shore. Yeah. I want fist pumps, drinking.
GTL, babe.
Yeah, pickle juice.
Smushing, lots of smushing.
Lots of smushing.
Most important
But
part.
I think the dynamic's going to change now that they all, you know, brought Vinny back. They brought him back to life.
GTGVB.
No, they got scared at first. You know, first of all, Mike's walking around still sad from last week. I mean, Paulie's had like, what, 7 birthday parties now?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And like 15 cakes.
Right. You know, the situation got...
He's all Debbie Downer. He's bringing down the...
What did he say in the beginning? He's like, I go out of my way to avoid people to see if they'll say happy birthday to me.
Okay, it says, I have exactly what it says. Quote, on my birthday, I isolate myself to see if anyone makes the extra effort.
Who does that? Yeah.
Seriously? You wake up in the morning, you're like, it's my birthday. I'm going to be a Debbie Downer just to see... Who's going to go out of their way to make me feel good about myself?
He's been a big douchebag pretty much since day one. So even if they did nothing for his birthday, they'd be perfectly in the right. Mm-hmm. So, you know, if you treat people like crap for 6 seasons and you know, you can't be surprised.
Yeah, you know what?
You can hate on me all you want to.
What can you possibly say
to somebody that looks like Rambo pretty much with his shirt off?
He's an attention seeker.
Did he just say he looks like Rambo with his shirt off? Is that what?
Yes.
That maybe Rambo after he spends 3 months in Somalia. I don't get it.
And how stupid does he feel after he made such a big deal out of it and they actually threw him a surprise party after all?
But his cake was an ass.
Yes.
So...
We'll get to the surprise party because I do have some commentary for that. But, you know, first we had the situation being depressed, and then we had JWoww and the rest of the crew being depressed because Danny, the t-shirt guy, says, hey, you know what? I'm down 2 people because the situation is nothing. Vinny is not here anymore, and you guys don't show up on time for work. You have poor work ethics. I'm going to hire some new people, and I'm going to bring them into the house.
Let's be real. Danny was never going to hire new people. He just wants more TV time or something. Danny the t-shirt guy is cool when he's just being chill and he knows his place. But when he tries to overstep, it's like, get away. You're a t-shirt shop owner and you're not even supposed to be on the show. Like, what are you doing here?
I totally agree with that because he can't even keep a straight face when he's talking to them. We're down 2 people and we need to...
Make me a sign.
Yeah, and let's be real.
Make me a new sign. Thanks.
I can't even imagine how much his business has exploded. Having them working in the store. So he needs to be down his hands and knees every day thanking God and MTV producers for having
But did you guys see in the actual store on the outside when he put up the help wanted sign, C manager, underneath was a pair of underwear with his name on it. It said Danny.
No, it did not.
Yes, it did. I wish we paused it because I wanted to read the quote that was on it, but it said Danny in big letters on the...
I don't understand, though. If somebody has to work at your t-shirt shop, why do they also have to live with the cast of the Jersey Shore?
Yeah.
Well, wasn't that at the beginning the rules
that was
of the Jersey Shore?
Yeah.
There have to be other people that work at that t-shirt shop that don't live in that house.
Exactly. Oh, yeah. Once they leave, somebody else is coming in.
Right.
That's such a half-ass interview. What's your name? How old are you? I don't think you're going to fit
right. Are they sleeping with you or are they going to work at your t-shirt shop?
Yeah. And that first girl, holy crap, she could have killed somebody with the way she looked. Like, I was like, oh my God, you're horrifying looking. Like, wow, who are these girls? Like, what's the deal with Jersey?
They're Jersey girls.
This is what...
We're talking about Jersey Hot before. Yeah, it's a whole different...
I don't get it.
I'm going to interject. Is that really him or is that MTV? I mean, if you think about it, that is the progression of in terms of story. Like they've now worked here so many years, and they need a foil. They need some sort of drama, and so that's the natural progression. That's why I think he was laughing because they told him to say that, and he's not an actor.
Yeah, but I feel like there's so much going on this episode that I didn't even need that.
No.
He could have said, guys, listen, I'm under a lot of pressure here because there's not enough people working. Like, can you guys step it up and can you go get Vinny back? And they could
and
said,
it
yeah.
goes back to the whole thing that we talked about with like the staging of everything, because for even Jenny to be like, I was wondering where all these people were coming from, and all of a sudden I go outside and I realize there's a sign out there.
Yeah.
And I had to go and rip it down. Really? You had no idea?
Yeah. Well, really? You put a you write a sign in ballpoint pen?
Yeah.
I don't like feeling lied to. That's the problem. I don't like feeling lied to, like they're setting us up. Like, Danny, you're lying. You're not going to find new people. Just be real. Even if it is the network doing it, don't come and tell us, oh, we're going to find new roommates. Just say, go get Vinny back. We need Vinny.
Yeah.
Honestly, though, I agree with Phil with that. Yeah, I do think it's the network doing that. It's part of, like, a little scripting to go in a direction.
No, not on reality TV.
I think for that.
Don't break my heart, girl, please.
Sorry, guys. I hate to say it, but I think there's small storylines, and that's one of them. That's just one of them.
It was nice. It did fill the episode up when it comes down to it. Yeah. So
what I didn't like is how serious they had to be for the first half hour. There was no drinking. There was no smushing for a half hour. Everyone's getting down to business.
But see, and also not only that, but how would you guys have felt if they really did bring a new member? And I think that would be interesting to see. And I didn't feel Dina really has any say to say.
She was a new member. And I thought it was a little funny because I thought during the episode how they've never, Ryder has been like in and out, and they've never even contemplated bringing Ryder in because
she's
devoid of a personality. I mean, like, I hear crickets when, you know, like, legit.
About Unit?
Unit, see, that would really shake things.
It would. I think they should bring another guy in. They need another male to come in, not another female.
And another douchebag male. Yeah. And then, him and Mike
could
attack
exactly.
him. They would wreak havoc in that house.
That would, because imagine Paulie and Vinny. Oh. We have them teamed up, and Mike and another douche. That would be...
I thought it was funny, because at the beginning of the episode, when Jenny told Mike that they were possibly going to get a new roommate, Mike was kind of like... Really?
Kind of excited. He's over the rest of the cast.
Exactly.
Right now.
So I was kind of thinking he would be pretty happy if they got a new roommate. That would be a new partner in crime for him or something.
They're getting too set in their ways. Like, that's why we want Unit or somebody else on, because I want to see a new makeout session between roommates. Like, they've all already made out. None of them
Maybe
are doing
Unit
anything.
And Situation will make out. Keep things interesting.
Yeah, I like that idea.
Maybe
a whole new ball game, ladies and gentlemen.
Well, you know who I do love together? I do love Snooki and Dina together. I think they're amazing. That is incredible, the growth that they've had on this show. Yeah. I know Ryder is Snooki's best friend, but...
No. I'm into JWoww and Snooki. I hate JWoww being this lame-ass chick.
Yeah. JWoww's the kind of girl, you watch her, she is someone you want to be friends with.
Yeah,
she is someone who is
a
down-ass girl, there for her friends no matter what, like picking Snooki up off the floor, pulling down her skirt. Like, she always comes off as the kind of girl like
you
chill with.
I'm into JWoww being more fun, and now that she's got Roger and they're trying to stay out of the limelight, and she's not duoing with Snooki anymore, I agree. I totally think she's a cool chick, but she's not the person I want to watch on TV anymore.
I want to see more Roger.
I like the dynamic between her and Roger. I think if they bring Roger in more, then it will be okay for me. Because we just need more JWoww. Yeah, and I love Roger and JWoww. They're awesome.
I think they're making the smart move because they probably don't want to go into the direction of Ronnie and Sammy, where everything about their relationship is in the spotlight and then things spiral downhill because there's this huge spectacle. And so if they want their relationship to actually last, I think it's smart for them to kind of keep a low profile.
But then again, the personalities of Roger and JWoww, and I was lucky, Roger came with JWoww when she did TNA, and I got to meet him, and because it was exciting to watch like their relationship progress, and he is just such a chill guy, great personality. So you got to, Sammy and Ronnie, they love drama. Some people just get off on drama, get off on fighting, and it seems like JWoww and Roger's relationship is a lot more balanced, and I think it would be an interesting dynamic to see the shit show relationship and the actual healthy relationship.
Who wants to watch many healthy?
I want to
because I think it would get JWoww out a little more, because you have to wonder if maybe she's holding back because she doesn't want to get herself into any situations that might put her relationship in danger.
Because I didn't want to cheat on my boyfriend.
She doesn't.
We saw her cheat on her last boyfriend, so that would be interesting.
Yeah, but he had to go. Leaving the dogs in the house like that with... Leaving the dogs in the house, that was
He doesn't have
up.
A heart. That's
I would have called the cops on him for that one.
And stealing her crap. He stole shit of hers, too, off the computer.
And money out of her,
he's
like,
he's a psycho.
But come on, you're telling me, Roxy, you don't love these two short little girls running around the house just like,
Dude, They embrace the meatball name.
No.
Most girls, if you call them a meatball, they'd either break down in tears or punch you in the face. Right. And these two, they have embraced their meatball.
And it's like Kevin says, these girls own it. They own their bodies. Yeah. They own the fist pumping. They own everything about it. We saw them in the store. They even bought the bunny costumes, brought it to the house.
The bunny costume is hilarious, but they are obnoxious.
They are obnoxious, but I love it.
I have to just talk about the meatballs for a second. I agree. They own their name. That's fine. I freaking love Snooki. She's my favorite. I think she's awesome. Dina is always trying to impress Snooki. She's like Snooki's little sidekick. Like, Snooki, is this cute? And if Snooki was like,
you sounded just like her, right?
You
there.
Did. If Snooki, no, literally, if Snooki was like, ew, that bunny costume's gross, take it off, Dina would be like, yeah, that's gross, take it off. Like, she has no personality other than, let me impress Snooki. And I hate that.
She doesn't have a mind of her own.
Snooki's the tits. Dina's just like a little.
She has a personality. I agree with Jessica. She just doesn't have a mind of her own. But there's personality.
That's what I mean.
She follows, and Snooki leads.
Well, so that's something that actually surprised me this episode was obviously Vinny's gone. It looked to me like the two that really missed Vinny the most was Dina and Ronnie, which really kind of shocked me because Polly, to me, really didn't seem as affected in the past few episodes until the end of this one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But it's Dina making the phone calls, and Ronnie was drunk that night, but I don't know, were you surprised by that?
I was surprised by it starting from last week when Dina was like, he was like my soul.
What? No, that's like Polly's your soul, not Vinny.
No, I don't know if that's her soul. That's her something else.
Her something. She wants it to be her soul. That's what she
wants. But it could be going back to what you said, you know, because Snooki loves Vinny.
Yeah.
And
Snooki doesn't want Vinny back because there's always that temptation because everyone knows, like, that really is.
That's true.
You know, so it's hard for her, maybe. Maybe having Vinny in the house being so attractive.
Well, I think Gianni's jealous of Vinny, so Snooki probably can't show that emotion.
Oh, true, because they hooked up. Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey!
What is that?
My alarm's going off every 5 minutes.
It's texting time.
It's not plugged in, and it's going off. What the hell?
Oh my god, it's like Dina.
Oh,
I plug it.
She was cock blocked by an alarm clock. That was sad.
I was
in pain for you, girl, Dina. I was in pain for you.
And they had a couple night, but before they had the couple night, they had a surprise party for Mike. The pre party when they like went to go set up, and that creeper. The guy that
the Wizard of Ass.
The Wizard of Ass.
Oh,
the manager of the strippers.
I just wrote Wizard of Ass. So fucking weird. So weird.
And there's a lot of horrible nicknames in wrestling, but Wizard of Ass trumps everything ever.
They should make a wrestler called Wizard of Ass. I would love it. Oh. I would absolutely.
Please don't
love
give
it.
Them any bad ideas. They got enough bad ideas in their
own. No, but they can, you know, role model it after Mike, the situation. The Wizard of Ass.
Oh, Lord.
He was a creeper, you know, but they got their strippers.
So, wait, how about you want them to whip you with the belt? Is that what you want? You want them to pull down?
That's actually a normal thing at strip clubs,
yeah,
by the way.
Yeah, that's fine, but.
Yes, I do know that.
How about when they asked him if he bones the strippers and he said he pleads
the fifth? Like, what?
Alrighty.
Anyone who calls themselves the Wizard of Ass is not getting ass.
Picks up the phone.
Exactly.
No, that's like his pimp name. That's what his pimp name is.
I will say, one thing disappointed me so much when they had the strippers jump out of the cake, nothing would have been funnier to me to go back a few seasons would be if jumping out of Polly's cake was the stage 5 stalker.
Oh.
That's all I can think was if they brought her back, man. That would have been perfect, and I was so disappointed because I can't believe nobody.
That'd be the worst birthday present ever.
It's a joke. It's all in good fun. Then they can get rid of her, and he's in handcuffs. Can't do anything about it. Stage 5 creeper jumping out. Love it.
I would actually wouldn't mind if they just invited her because that would have made my day by just inviting her there.
It needed to be a cake because then it's just weird that she's there.
That's better. But at least they feel like better about the gift.
She's doing a bad job repping our people. She needs to go out of the Jewish community because I had so many people come up to me and I'm like, oh, she's not doing good things for us. Like,
we're all serious.
Getting him a shirt with a Jewish star on it, it's like, what are you doing?
Well, she looks like very aggressive and creeperish. That's what she's doing. She is giving us fans.
I agree that would have been funny, but worst present ever. You're bad.
I would have loved it.
But like, I'm all about the the laughs. It's a gag. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Exactly, a gag.
And then the real stripper going to come after just to right.
Then stick her in a cage and.
No, like smash her with cake and got her out.
Call the cab, send her out.
Well, so make her sit outside for 20 minutes waiting for the cab, as Mike loves to do, which is another disturbing thing from this episode.
Okay, she was a stripper.
Speaking of disappointment.
No, but the girl that he said he liked, he made her wait. He's talking about going on another date with her. He made her wait outside for 20 minutes.
Why don't they ever drive them home?
I wrote that in my notes, too. Especially, I understand the stripper, you know, calling the cab, but if you like a girl.
Paula.
You don't call a cab.
But the thing is, Paula is just as crazy as he is, and that's why Snooki's always like, oh, they'd be perfect for each other because they're both crazy.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. B-Scream. Are you really trying to find reason within the situation?
That's my whole point. You would think he likes to say he's a player, and of course he's not. I mean, look at him, and you know he's not a player, but he likes to portray him, attempt to portray himself as one.
Yeah.
If a guy was really into me, well, I would never be in that situation, sitting outside for a cab.
I'm happy to say
I've made it 29 years on this earth and never finding myself in that situation. But he's talking about how much he wants to see the girl again. Wouldn't you think you'd drive her home, maybe even go to breakfast or something?
Oh, girl, you are giving too much. You're giving way too much. This isn't
Jenny. To be a player.
No, then she needs
but
to not
to make her
see
sit
him,
outside for a cab,
and,
like, that's a good way to,
well, see,
you know,
I think
deal
it's
breaker.
Rude.
Big
I think it's rude
breaker.
Because you don't do that to your fruit fly. And to me, I think she's his fruit fly, fag hag, whatever you want to call it. Now, we're going to talk about disappointment because
I've never heard fruit fly.
Fruit fly is, you know, your homegirl, a gay guy's homegirl who always, you know.
A beard, I guess that's what my people call
it. A beard, yes, you could call it a beard.
My people. My old New York Jewish people.
But I want to talk, about disappointment because, Gabby, you noticed something else at the party. You noticed Mike's face when the stripper cakes came out.
Yes, I
Tell
did
us about
say.
That.
Okay, so when the stripper, who was pretty, I thought, the blonde girl, came out of the cake, his face was like shocked, like disappointment.
That there wasn't,
I'm telling
that
you,
that it wasn't unit jumping out of the cake. He wanted unit jumping
no,
out of the cake.
No, he wanted, he wanted unit or another man to be coming out of that
and
cake.
He even says right before he goes, what if it's a man?
He said that? I didn't even catch that. I just saw his face and I knew. Because I'm picking it up. Like, you know what I mean?
He doesn't catch that. He doesn't say, ew, oh my God, it might be a man. He says, what if it's a man?
Yeah.
Like, oh my
totally
God.
Because Paulie was like totally in the moment, just laughing and joking. And situation was just like in awe, like waiting for what was going to come out.
What was the deal with his face?
I think he probably thought
he would get a gag gift because, you know, he's obviously not the popular one in the house. Maybe he thought it was going to be a
Yeah, but you guys, this is when he saw who came out already. His face was dropped.
Oh, right, yeah.
It wasn't like, I'm not talking about the before, it was the during. And he wasn't.
Wait, but you know what else?
Happy. Maybe he likes brunettes.
No.
He just likes brunettes.
I don't think so.
I'm going to add to the gossip right now. I'm going to add to the gossip, the
Please
rumors.
Do.
Here we go. So what if the whole cast knows about the situation being out and that's why he got the ass cake?
But here, I have two questions about that.
That is good.
That's an interesting point. But there was that whole thing from last season about Snooki and situation hooking up, which and then honestly, and it goes back how much it's scripted, but as much drama as he's caused in that house between Sammy and Ronnie, or with Snooki and Gianni, don't you think one of them would have gotten pissed enough already to out him?
Okay, honestly,
not on a show
what?
Like that.
You know what? Honestly, I never even thought about this before, but the entire time I've been like, no, Snooki's covering something. Mike wouldn't lie about hooking up with her. Like, she's never denied it. Yeah. I guarantee you, she found out he was gay, and he said, listen, we need to make this cover story so that people believe that I'm not gay.
Oh,
and so that's why Snooki keeps, like, brushing it on the rug and saying to Gianni in the side, listen, Mike's gay. You don't have to worry about him, whatever it is. And that's why Mike keeps bringing it up, because he's actually gay.
Mike could be a nice guy. Like, he shows his good side, then he shows off his jerk-off side. And that's what I like. A good guy and a jerk-off.
He's gay.
It's all in the same.
That's all Snooki wants is a jerk-off.
We need to take it upon ourselves, like, hire one of those detective agencies that, like, catch cheating guys and it'll send, like, really hot girls out to, like hunt them down.
That's paparazzi.
Let's do that to find out.
That's paparazzi.
Send the hottest girl to see and try to hook up with Mike and see what happens.
He doesn't hook up with hot girls, though.
He doesn't.
The hottest girl he ever took home was the stripper, and he didn't even smush her.
No,
I think he Paul went to bed.
Cute. Wait, he didn't. He Paul, didn't.
Wait, Paul
smush
it. Is
no,
cute.
No, I thought smush. They did. No.
She was like, "Go get some food to wake you up or something."
Yeah, but
he's
then
like,
they
you
went on top of each other. No,
no, no. That was
they were cuddling. They were cuddling.
So then, but Paul is pretty. I like. I
think Paul's cute.
Paul is a pretty girl.
I like her because she's chill. Like Sammy described her last week and was like, "She's grungy, dirty, filthy, cute girl."
But I was wondering why Paula was sitting closer to Dina's guy versus the situation. They were on the same couch.
Because Dina's guy
Dina can't catch a break, man. When it comes to real life, girl cannot catch a break.
Well, girl, stop wearing fairy wings to
know,
Jersey
right?
clubs.
Please.
This is not.
Yeah, what is that about?
Put some powder on because your face is greasy.
Oh. And what's the deal with your hair?
Why is your face so greasy?
What's the deal? I know.
Yeah, her hair looked better than the last episode, guys. Come on.
Yeah. Well, actually.
The knotted weave.
True. Oh, Lord. I felt really bad saying it, but she looked better with the bunny head on. And I felt
did.
It was an improvement.
She made the bunny hat on.
It was an impression.
How did you guys
sorry,
feel
girl.
About Snooki and Gianni staying at the house? I hate this Snooki.
I don't. Yeah. Mm. Like, why can't you have sex and then shower and go out?
Exactly.
Like,
why and then have you, sex again?
Yeah.
Like,
why don't you go out, come home, and have sex?
Yeah, like, exactly.
Why do you have to go to bed after you hook up? That's beyond me.
Gianni, you've ruined the Snooki
that's
we know
That's just so
and love.
Lame.
I
yeah.
hate you for it.
He's trying to make her that, like, good girl who stays in at night. Right. That's what he's trying
the
to do.
The whole gorilla juice head hunt was, like, three quarters of the fun of Jersey Shore
exactly.
with Snooki shit-faced on the beach. I gotta go find me a jacked-up juice-head gorilla to make babies with. Like,
I love Guido.
Thank you.
It was Snookin' for Love.
Exactly.
That was supposed to be the spinoff.
And it was just such, so funny, her and her hunt for love. And I think every girl could have relate just a little bit because really she just wanted to find a, and now, but she found it, but the hunt was all
now
fun.
She's lame.
No, she didn't find it. She found a guy who, I think he's cute, but he sucks. He's just like a little pussy.
He's
I mean, she cheated on him, told him she cheated on him, and 30 minutes later, he's like, eh, screw it,
but
whatever,
like we
I don't
said
care.
From the last episodes of AfterBuzz, he might be doing this for the acknowledgement.
I really kind of get that vibe, because they make him out look like
exactly.
a bitch with all the shit
exactly.
that she's what? Done, and he just seems like, all right, whatever.
He brings her flowers every time.
And his own bedding.
He's so good.
His own bedding.
He brought his own bedding, which Becky actually, I commented like, what?
Idea.
Who does that? But Becky, you...
In that house... Not the worst idea. Probably Gianni might be smarter than we think.
No, but Snooki shouldn't be sleeping with anyone anyway, so
it
what the hell?
No.
But if they're
did
in
you
the
see that room,
though, that's
well,
that is smart.
Just
I don't
their
know.
Bedroom
no, they were
is
in the
disgusting.
Regular bedroom, no?
It's like, have you guys ever had a roommate who you know is a whore, so she's always like, come sit on my bed, and you're like, no,
yeah,
no
but,
thank you.
You know, things like scabies and bed bugs, those things spread around, you know?
Yeah, right. But listen, if that's
and
your girlfriend,
herpes.
What the hell are you doing having to bring extra sheets with you?
She got from toilet seat.
That's pretty sad.
You know what I can't help thinking? I feel bad saying, but every time I see a picture of Snooki and Gianni, he's only a little bit taller than her.
Yeah.
He's got to be my height. I'm 5'2".
Oh, yeah.
He's literally
he's
a walking
tiny.
Chode.
I mean, maybe him and Ronnie are the same height, I think.
Yeah. Dina makes Snooki look 8. Anorexic. Literally.
Well, Snooki's been working out hard, girl. Yeah. Every time I see a picture of her, her
that's
hard
true.
Work shows.
Especially
she got
after
it
the season, but on the she season, she wasn't her, still
Did you
the
say
skinniest.
Africa season?
Africa.
On the Africa season.
When they
I'm
went to
sure.
Africa,
that's
God,
that's not next.
Can you imagine sending them to Africa?
That's where they're going next
Wait,
season.
So, what do we think about Sammy just randomly getting in a fight in the middle of the club?
I wish they would have showed more
Me
of it.
Too.
Yeah,
honestly,
I want to know what.
Here's
so
what I'm
going
to say about that, and I'm chiming in because I have the power to do so.
Hey. Go ahead.
The promos leading up to this, it was like, Sammy gets in a fight. And then it ends up being like 10 seconds. I looked down for 1 second. I was like, ooh, a fight. And I was just going to write a note. And then I looked up, and I was done.
Question, do we think that...
I don't think there was more of a fight.
No. Do we think Sammy kind of milked this fight to get the attention? Like, I'm the, you know, she always talks about, I'm the sweetest bad girl you've ever met.
I'm the sweetest bitch you'll ever
yeah.
meet.
I kind of think
she
milked
sweet
it. Because
to me. I mean, really.
She walked away
or
at the end
bitch.
Of it.
Neither.
And her comments about, like, it was me against the world, and it's like,
oh, and
what?
I just got my weave done, and she almost ripped out my brand new weave. I'll call that is a reason to get pissed off.
Oh, it is.
If you just got your weave done and someone's tearing that out, I would have probably thrown down too. But all I could think during the whole fight was, how relieved is Ronnie right now that Sammy is thrown down with someone besides him, so she gets to get all her aggression out on someone else, and maybe they'll have one night without a fight.
Oh, and they did.
I think he thought it was hot, actually. Mm-hmm. Do you see? He was like,
he was smirking.
Yeah, he was like, exactly. He was like, that was my ex.
That's what guys tend to do when girls throw down. Yeah. They just kind of sit back. They never, they're like, slow to pull them apart. Like, let's see if it's
that's what Guidos tend to do when girls throw down.
Because he was even like, I don't know what to do. And I'm like, what do you mean you don't know what to do?
Get your girl up.
Get your girl up. Yeah.
I don't think that she was doing it for TV time at all. But I think she thought maybe the camera saw a girl pull her hair. And then she was like, I'm not going to let anybody see somebody mess with me. So, like, boom, and took the bitch down. Because honestly, I would have done the same thing.
I would agree with that.
If somebody pulled my hair, even if I wasn't on TV, I would have cracked her in the fucking face.
Like, of course.
You don't just, because you're a celebrity, somebody's pulling at your hair. Like, what's wrong with people? You don't just pull at somebody's hair.
Especially now that people know who they are. They're probably messing with them all the time. They're not going to deal with that. They're not going to deal with that.
Well, let's get into the last thing that happened on the show. Vinny, Paulie, he's sick and tired of it. He said, I want to get my boyfriend. And they went out, SWAT team, and they got Vinny.
Definitely a mama's boy.
GVB.
Yes.
Okay.
From mama's house.
Jim 10, get Vinny back.
Ready to hear all the shirts, what they all said?
Yes.
It was, Vinny, you're coming home. Vinny all day. Free Vinny. Where's my bitch? And Team Vinny.
Yes.
And those were the shirts.
They could have done better. He's got a lot funnier sayings.
I like those, actually.
I like them. I like how Ronnie had Team Vinny and had, like, the penny on. They all had different, like,
had,
crop
like,
tops,
jersey,
like, whatever.
Yeah.
It was great. I thought it was cute. Awesome.
I actually like the situations. Vinning.
Yeah, I like that, too. That was a good one.
Yeah, they had fronts and backs. I thought they were cute.
I liked it. It was a sweet, heartwarming end to the episode.
Yeah.
It was. And I'm glad it ended that way, because we always love our Jersey Shore to have a fight, have drama, but at the end we know that they're all family.
Yeah.
And Vinny's back, so I'm sure we're all happy Vinny's back.
What I thought was funny, which kind of goes to show how over-dramatized this was that Dina mentioned that Vinny had only been gone for 1 week.
Yeah. Yes.
I was going to say that.
And they made it seem as if it had been, like, at least a couple weeks or a month or something, the way that they were sulking and going about it as if it was the saddest time in the world.
I don't even think it was a week.
I had trouble being away from home.
I don't even think it was a week, because he literally said it's not something that can be fixed in a couple of days.
Right.
So it wasn't even a week. It was probably like 3 days that he was gone from the house.
Whoa. To Vinny's fairness, you guys have all your colloquials and all that crap. And so, like, it'll only be I'll be there in 5 minutes. Yeah, cut to like 10 hours later. So don't give me that crap.
No, that's LA.
But you know what I thought was messed up, though? If he's going to come back that week, why did he miss the birthday party?
Yeah.
Why didn't he come out for the birthday party?
Well, he's probably sore from his new tattoo.
He was still bandaged.
It's
also possible he felt embarrassed a little bit about leaving like that, you know? I mean...
But he should
let the producers could have just said, you got to stay away a little
longer. It's more dramatic if he doesn't show up to the party. We think he's really not going to come back, and now Paulie and them have to go get him.
We got to keep the suspense going.
What if Vinny came out of the cake?
That would have been cool. Paulie probably
would have
got a heart on
it. For a second, I thought that could have been part of the plan.
Wait, yeah, I'm still stuck on this, though. I feel like Ronnie, but I need somebody to explain to me. What is let go, let God?
Yeah, I was going to
say. Is that grammatically correct?
Thinks it's
don't worry.
It's an Alcoholics Anonymous saying, I believe. I mean, I don't know if he's in AA.
What does it mean? Like, let go, let God take over?
Let God take care of it. Don't worry.
Have faith. You know, have faith that things are going to be
It's not a small tattoo.
No.
He must have a lot of things going on right now with that.
But I did say, at least it was spelled right, because I have seen, I live in Tampa, Florida right now, and I have seen a chest tattoo spelled incorrectly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
it actually said, which I think also is an AA, saying, this too shall pass, spelled T-O. And it is tattooed on this woman's chest.
Ooh.
Did you tell her?
On a woman's chest?
On a woman's
chest. Oh, no.
If I have the picture, I'll show you guys later. She'd fit right in on the Jersey Shore.
Wow.
Oh, that's good. Classy.
Well, so that was pretty much the episode. Fun-filled drama. We got it all. We're going to head out to a commercial break. When we come back...
Oh, my God, I'm so stoked.
We have a very special meatball dance.
Uh-oh.
So we'll see you in a minute.
After Buzz TV.
Hi. I was once like you, a lazy, angry loner whose only joy was watching TV and surfing the net. And, like you, after I'd see one of my favorite TV shows, I'd be so excited and have so many questions that I'd actually have to talk to my douchebag coworkers about it at the water cooler. Then I discovered AfterBuzzTV.com. AfterBuzzTV produces after-show webcasts and podcasts for TV series of all kinds, like post-game wrap-up shows for all your favorite TV shows. AfterBuzz TV hosts are industry insiders who break down episodes of shows, take calls from fans, and interview cast and crew from each series, with over 60 different after shows, from Boardwalk Empire to American Idol to Vampire Diaries to Real Housewives and more. Now, after a night of TV, I can ignore my stupid coworkers, who I hate, and go straight to my desk and watch or listen to all my favorite AfterBuzz TV after shows and have all the TV fan interaction I need. Thank you, AfterBuzz TV.
AfterBuzz TV. What do you want to buzz about?
All right, so we are back, and Gabby... Sassy G is about to demonstrate how to Jersey Turnpike, how to do the meatball dance, and give it all to you. So, Sassy G, take it
all
away.
All you Jersey wannabes out there, take notes, because yes. This is the real deal.
Okay, so first you ruffle the hair. I'll talk for you.
The guy's behind you.
Go, Gabby.
But the whole thing is you can't wear panties when you do this dance.
You cannot.
Otherwise,
panties.
It's not really the Jersey Turnpike.
Panties. Alright, who's coming up here with me?
Well, I think we're gonna get Becky.
I don't really have a choice, guess. Do I?
Let's go,
oh,
be
boy,
scream.
Girl, I don't know if I can live up to that, but
let's go,
oh,
be scream.
Oh my god.
Phil, can we get some music for them?
I've made enough of a fool of myself on TV.
Show us what you're working with.
Oh, you guys can't even hear the music.
There they go. Bend it down. Shake the ass. Shake the cheeks.
Becky has
got to
show us what she does. Do your thing.
Becky, show us some of your TNA fist bumps.
She does. She's a terrible dancer, so when they give me the dance card, I need my music.
But you know how to do
that. Ready on same for you. Papa Americana. Oh no.
Americana.
You gotta do the tree branch.
Yeah.
We're gonna fist pump.
I think she get up on the table and do it. Actually, do it real Jersey style.
Get up on the table.
Oh my god.
Get up there, girl.
I might crack that glass with this ass. I'm just saying.
That's even better, girl.
That'd be pretty fitting.
Beat that beat.
All right, so there you go. You guys have it. Thank you, Gabby, so much for coming in.
Wait, they got to do it. They got to do it against the guy. Like that's you know, that was just okay. And first off, we also, I don't know how to.
Why can't we get music in this place, like surround sound?
Yeah, because I couldn't hear any music.
We did it.
All right, I'll get you music.
Yeah, show us how talented she is.
I'll get you music. Okay. And then for all our Twitter followers, you got to tweet us. Last week we saw the video. We saw how to do it. So you got to tell us how Gabby did it. But now
yes,
we need a full demonstration.
All right, I don't think you're...
All right, let me get the music.
I don't think you're...
Do you guys know that you can watch this at AfterBuzzTV.com? If you're listening to our podcast, you got to go to AfterBuzzTV.com.
And you can rewind it and watch it over and over again until you have the best I love it, girl.
Do your thing.
You're even so much better with you there, and you're killing it too. You guys are freaking awesome.
All right, we got to go to a commercial. Yes. We'll be back after.
I need to catch my damn breath, Gabby.
Good work.
It's a little blown up over there.
Want to find out what the AfterBuzz is about?
Janice is a drama queen.
This is the divide that is going to carry the series.
Give us a call. 424-256-1729. 424-256.
6, 17, 29.
It's television, and they want it to be as dramatic as possible.
I mean, it's like serious.
You never know what goes on behind closed doors.
Find out why AfterBuzz TV is the number one source for after-show content.
Now, in the eyes of Jimmy, Nucky is a villain.
424-256-1729.
424-256-1729.
I mean, who would you guys rather hear that from? Your husband or your best friend?
The wig!
The wig.
When the TV show is over, get your After Buzz on.
Here you go.
All right, so we are back. If you missed that, rewind it.
Oh, my
Gabby demonstrated the meatball dance, the Jersey Turnpike.
Save that to your computer, guys. Yes. Save it. Is that
a one-time only, or are we going to see that ever again?
I think every week we need to come up with another Jersey dance
move.
Agree.
I think you need to bust it out tonight. I think you need to come out with us.
We're going to go out to L.A.
I don't
Jersey,
think L.A.
Baby.
Is ready for it.
You got to announce our new guest.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, not only do we have Becky Bayless in studio, we have the one, the only, Melina Perez.
Wait, we need her jersey name.
Oh yeah.
Wait a minute, Phil. We need a jersey name for Melina.
I feel like it just has to be Cancun.
Melina Cancun Perez. It might even have to be Vegas too,
because I Vegas. I saw this girl booty bobbing.
And
Vegas,
I heard about you in Vegas, Miss Becky.
That I fell asleep and got punched in the ass.
Oh no, I didn't hear that one.
Oh my God.
Punched in the ass.
Or when I had to give a lap dance to a Chippendale.
That one. That's the story I heard.
Yeah.
But
normal Sunday night for
classy.
We're here, and it's all about you right now, Becky.
Oh,
because
no.
Yes, all about you. You're a female wrestler.
Yes.
So why don't you tell us a little about yourself, how you got started with wrestling, and then we're gonna get to, I don't know if people know this about you, but you actually worked with JWoww and Angelina.
Oh yeah, I did. It was quite.
So, how did you get into wrestling?
Well, I was always a fan my whole life growing up, and my parents made the really big mistake of buying me tickets to WrestleMania 10 for my 12th birthday, and I decided that night this is what I'm going to do when I grow up. Like there was just nothing that compared to it, and you know, when I finally did grow up, I was in college, and I found a school. By me, I was like, hey, I'm just going to do this. And I found a school in Brooklyn. I grew up in New York City, and I trained, and I started working on the independent scene on smaller shows and then slowly bigger and bigger shows. And I actually, my senior year of college, I quit wrestling because I was like, you know, it was fun to do when I was in college, you know, and I worked for Atlantic Records for a year and a half, and I got laid off my job, and I was like, you know what? I miss wrestling. This is what I want to do. If I'm going to do it, I'm going to do it now. And I packed up my car and moved down to Tampa, which Tampa's like the hotbed for wrestling. All wrestlers live in Florida. I don't know why. Property taxes.
But he's old. Hogan.
And
back in the day.
Ended up getting a job with TNA, and it's funny because everyone always asks me, you know, Snooki did WrestleMania, and everyone, they wanted to do a Jersey Shore gimmick. They wanted to have characters based on Jersey Shore, and they hired the guy, and they're like, we need a girl, we need a Snooki to put with him, and a bunch of like 10 different people who I'd worked with before go, there's only one girl that can do it. And that's how you get your break a lot of times. Someone has an idea for something that they want to do, and you just happen to fit that mold, because I don't fit the particular, you know, model mold of a lot of girls that get hired, but that's what gave me my opportunity. So I always say, if I ever met Snooki, I would give her the biggest hug, because of her is the reason that I got
that's awesome.
To do what I love.
Yeah. While we were watching the show, you actually you mentioned it's weird watching the Jersey Shore now,
yeah,
because you had to study
yeah,
the Jersey Shore.
I was a big fan of the show, and I was like really excited when they called me to do the character, but then it was like I had to watch the show every week, because
right,
I didn't know what was going to be in my script for the next week. And I tried to not so much use their phrases, but come up with phrases of my own.
Which were, give us some of your phrases.
Well, you know, Snooki talks about her gorilla juice heads. I like to call them manimals, which I actually stole from Santino, but it was always my way of paying homage to Santino, who's one of my favorite wrestlers and one of my favorite people. So, you know, I had manimals, and you know, I would always when we had JWoww and I had to be face to face with her talking smack, and I talked about her fake weave and her, meanwhile I have clip-in extensions in my hair, sprayed orange, nails, tits jacked up to here, and I said something about her dollar store fun bags.
Yeah.
And that was awesome. And I got a lot of tweets about that one. So, yeah, I just tried to put my own spin on it, you know, that it was influenced but not a complete knockoff parody.
Now, what was it like working with JWoww when they told you JWoww was coming into this? I mean,
I found out the day before.
Really?
And the interesting thing is, you know, I'd wrestled for 7-8 years at the time, and I'd never done television before, and it's a whole different ballgame working for TV than working for smaller shows. So we debuted on live TV, no less. Mm-hmm. So that was our first TV experience, which was very nerve-wracking.
When was this?
In October
of last, yes. Of not last year, the year before.
Yeah.
So because it's October 2010. So we debuted on live TV on a Thursday, and then we had a pay-per-view on a Sunday, and then we found out Sunday night at the pay-per-view that JWoww would be coming in the next day to do that. So it was everything happened at once. So I'm still so nervous. I'd been in this company less than a week, and I knew that her coming in was going to bring so much exposure to the company.
Right.
And so I felt a lot of pressure because here's my third time ever appearing on TV, and you know, hopefully it would really get the company's name out there much more and get them a lot more exposure. So I really wanted to kill it, you know? And she got there at 5:30, and we do our tapings at 7. So within from 5:30 to 7, or 5:30 to 6, because that's when we have to be out of the ring and they start letting fans in, mm-hmm. I'd teach her how to kick my ass.
Oh, okay.
So, and it was funny because when she was, I'm like, hit me. I'm like, don't worry about hurting me. Like, I know how to protect myself. This is what I do. And she said the sweetest thing to me. I'll never forget. She goes, but I don't want to hurt you. I want to hug you. You remind me of Snooks. Because I was in full, like, hair, like, and it was the cutest thing. And she was such a sweetheart and very mellow. And it was funny because they wanted what they had in the script. They had it with a question mark. Cookie was my name. Very original, I know.
Now, did you come up with that?
No, I did not come up with that. And I didn't know what they were going to call me. And so I had come up with like some ideas, and then they sat me down there and they were so excited. Like, your name's going to be Cookie. And I'm like, okay.
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
But it worked. It worked. And then the guy that I worked with, he started calling me Cooks, and then fans started calling me Cooks. So I embraced it. Now I love it. I think it's hilarious. I'm like, who doesn't love a cookie, you know?
And you teamed up with Angelina also, didn't
you?
Yeah,
Angelina came in, and she actually did a match. I mean, it was the same situation where she came for the tapings, and we had to teach her. And she spent a little bit of time in the ring. And
You guys did a tag team, correct?
We did a six-woman tag, and she was on our team, and basically, she was on 2 weeks of TV, and we came out doing a promo, and I said basically, you know, JWoww kicked my ass, and there was a group of other girls called the Beautiful People with her. So I think it was a 4-on-1 situation. I'm not gonna let it happen. Of course, it wasn't at all, but I'm not gonna let it happen again. I have my girl Angelina, the real star of Jersey Shore. Obviously, awesome. I was a bad guy. Obviously, I was a bad guy.
Which you guys call a heel in wrestling?
A heel,
correct?
Exactly. So I can say ridiculous things that make zero sense and delusional.
Which makes your character even more. Because who wants to play like a Jersey Shore character and be the good guy?
Oh. Yeah. Oh, dude, it's so fun. And that's the thing, because some people ask me, like, you know, don't you wish you had an opportunity just to be yourself? I'm like, I had so much fun doing that character. I got to act like a complete jackass and get paid for it. There was nothing
that's
better.
Amazing. Yeah.
So, yeah, so I just said, you know, Angelina's here, the real star. She has my back now, and we want to wrestle you guys next week. And, yeah.
Now, watching the show and then meeting them in person, you know, when it comes to JWoww and Angelina, is there that big of a difference in their personality? Were you kind of shocked, like, oh, wow, she's much chiller than what she is on TV? Because Angelina, we've always taken as, like, the annoying little bitch. Who...
Yeah, everyone hates.
Well, I only had to deal with her for a few hours, and she was actually very sweet. And the fact that she was willing to get in there and, like, mix it up, and she had no complaints or anything, you know, she was perfectly cool to deal with. But, I mean... Like I said, living with someone in a house and being around them 24 hours is a lot different than having to work with them for a few hours, you know, and when they're getting paid a lot of money to be there and do it, it's much different. And with JWoww, she was always my favorite on the show because, I mean, of course, we all love Snooki for the entertainment value, but like I said, she's the kind of girl that you would be friends with. She's the kind of girl that I would chill with. So she was always my favorite, and the fact that she was so chill. She was actually a little shy, but I think maybe it's because she was so out of her element. She was there in our locker room with all, you know, these wrestlers, and she, you know, I think she just felt like, you know, but very like humble. And Roger was with her, and he was awesome. And Roger looked like, I mean, he fit right in with the guys. He's all jacked and tattooed. He fit right in.
They should do a match with him.
Oh, yeah. Dude, Roger, awesome. Roger would probably kill it.
Roger versus Robbie E, which was your
That would be
partner,
amazing.
Right?
J-Wow, Roger, you and Robbie.
Well, Robbie and I broke up. Oh. So I had enough. I had enough of him. I'm like, peace out, douchebag.
Over it.
So we broke up. But to go back to the J-Wow thing and to give an example of how chill and how cool she was, and it was in the script with a question mark. It said, Cookie slaps J-Wow, question mark. So, but they were like, all right, Becky, you have to ask J-Wow if it's okay to slap her in the face. I'm like, thanks, guys.
Which you did very well.
And I, you know, and I went to her. I go, listen, you know, there's a way. It's a slap, and I'm not going to whack the shit out of you. I'm not going to bust your drum. I've never broken a jaw, but it's really going to make it look that much cooler and give you a reason to beat me down. She's like, sure. So it, she was, like I said, so down to earth and mellow, and it was a lot of fun, and it ended up getting an insane amount of press coverage. And I was actually moving that week into a new house, the same week I did, like, it all, when it rains, it pours. So I didn't even have cable set up in my house. And I was getting text messages, you're on E! News, you're on Entertainment Tonight. And then one of my friends took her BlackBerry and took a video, and we were on CNN headline.
Really?
That's crazy.
And I'm like, we made CNN? And I'll never forget what CNN. I said. I go, I always thought when I made CNN headline news, it would be on Nancy Grace for, like, my body being found cut up into a million pieces.
Oh,
I always thought it would be
Don't
Nancy
say
Grace.
That.
So at least I made CNN headline news, did not have to get murdered. Thanks, guys.
Oh, my gosh. And, you know, I went back and watched the fight, and J-Wall was actually really, really good.
Yeah, she is good.
Was that planned? And it was just kind of the way that you guys kind of fell. Was that planned for her to beat you up over, like, you were, like, underneath the...
No, and that actually was my fault.
And that looked like it kind of really would have hurt.
I mean, the truth, I feel I'm exposing the business right now, but I was banging my own head into... Okay. And I told her, I'm like, just grab my hair, I'll bang my own head, you know? And the thing is, the side of the ring apron where I was is the hardest part of the ring. It's just wood. So I was like, you know what, if I'm a little dizzy, whatever, you know, I'd rather make it look good. And, of course, I'm glad that it did, because it was all over...
Right.
You know, and it had really brought some more attention to the company. But it was my fault, because I'm the one with the years of experience, and I let her kind of, like, we didn't have the right ring placement, and that's my job to have that right, especially in there with someone who has zero experience. So, no, it wasn't meant to be like that, and that was something that I messed up.
Did you have bruises after that? Were you hurt the next day?
I have bruises now.
Oh, God. Permanent or, like, just...
No, I just bruise really easily. So if I have, like a match that goes more than, like, 5 minutes, I'll wake up looking like a battered woman.
Oh, so if you guys... If she comes at 5 and you guys go on at, like, 7, you really don't have that much time to rehearse or practice. Like, you really have to just get into it and make it work and look as real as possible.
Yeah, it's my third time on TV. So it's like the blind leading the blind in there. And, you know, I just really wanted to, you know, do a great job.
That's
awesome.
It was
really important to me. And it was a huge opportunity, and I'm so happy we got to do it.
Okay, how do you slap somebody where it doesn't hurt that bad? That's what I'm thinking about right now.
Basically,
what do?
You just have to make sure not to get them in the ear, because you can bust somebody's eardrum, and not to get them in the jaw, because you can break someone's jaw, because I know people who have had both injuries from a slap.
Oh, my God.
From a slap. So you just kind of cup your hand and hope it makes a sound. And it actually didn't make enough of a sound. I would have liked it to make more, but she was fine. And
it was a very realistic slap.
Hitting in the right place. So
definitely check it out, guys. If you haven't seen that clip, go back and watch that on
YouTube.
You
can YouTube it. And, dude, I went back and watched it, like, a couple weeks ago.
It's just really good.
And it had something like 2 million hits.
Yeah. That's awesome.
And I'm like, that's unbelievable.
So
wow.
So, you know, it's nice to feel like, you know, I did a little
pop culture.
Girl, you're famous.
not quite, but, you know, it just, I'm happy that I could do something like that, you know, to bring attention to the company that I worked for, and also, you know, just show a little bit of what I can do. So
because of your cool story, I'm going to let you retain the nickname Cookie.
Yeah,
I like it.
Thanks.
That's why I was calling you that.
Here's actually a story right now, since we were talking about Cookie. We saw, like, a Halloween store today, and maybe it's a wrestler thing. You always have to go into Halloween stores, see if there's any, like, cool eyelashes or makeup or stuff like that we might want your stuff for a photo shoot.
I mean, it's everywhere.
Okay, yeah. But, like, you know, we happened to pass a Halloween store, and my girl calls me. She's like, Becky, get over here, get over here. And there's like a Jersey Shore section, and I have a picture of it. I'll show you. There's a wig, and it says Cookie. And I'm like,
so yeah, I've seen that before.
And I tweeted, and I'm sure it's just because it rhymes with Snooki, and they think they won't get sued. But the truth is, TNA has that copyright.
Yeah.
So I tweeted, I'm like, really? Waiting on my royalty checks, people. Like,
That's awesome.
I mean, I don't know if they, I really doubt that they took it from me. But the fact is, I'm not trying to help TNA make more money. But I mean, they do have it trademarked. I'm just saying. So maybe you're Halloween people and you need to get your stuff in order.
Yeah, something that wasn't trademarked, we were watching the episode and it was a one-on-one with Dina. And you actually said that you wore the same exact dress on.
And it's when you were talking about, you know, how she copies everything Snooki does. Dina was jacking my style. The dress that she was wearing in the you know, in the interview room, I actually have a clothing sponsor, Rebel Spirit, and they provided everything that I wore on TNA for the year that I was there. And they also, you know, send stuff to Jersey Shore people. It was a dress I wore on TV over a year ago. Like, so she's got to pick up with this season stuff.
Yeah.
And I rocked the leopard print hair extensions.
Hello,
dude,
2012.
I've been rocking them. And it's in the video with JWoww. So I'm like, I see, Dina, you've been studying tapes of me here, I guess. I mean, imitation's the sincerest form of flattery. But it was just so funny to see with the leopard hair in the dress I wore a year ago.
Then the tough guy walk. They wanted to be tough guys this episode.
That was
so humorous.
Dina's just trying to be Cookie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, so what do you have going on now as far as wrestling? I know you're stationed in Florida still. So
I'm just wrestling as much as possible. You know, I'm definitely still in the game. I love the fact I get to travel the world and do what I love, which is like entertaining people. It's a lot of smaller shows, you know, and I'm actually, you know, a lot of autograph signings, stuff like that. And I'm in town this weekend. Actually, we have a wrestling convention that they do every year in LA. It's called a Wrestle Reunion. And it's just a chance for the fans to come out and meet, you know, all the wrestlers that they see on TV and take pictures and sign autographs. And we're actually having a girls show on Friday afternoon so we can see some of the girls.
In LA?
Yeah. It's,
where is that? Yeah, let us know.
I want to say it's at the LAX. I want to say Hilton, but I feel like I'm messing that up and getting it wrong. But
well, where can we find it?
You know, that WrestleReunion.com has all the information. And there's also a bunch of other people a lot more famous than me, like Vader and Scott Steiner and all that.
I can't even picture you right now as a wrestler. You are just the sweetest thing. I can't picture you like whooping somebody.
I wouldn't want to hurt you either.
I know.
I hate when I love being a bad guy. It is so much fun for me because I like to think I'm pretty nice in real life and I'm very mellow and agreeable. But when I'm a bad guy, I can say the most ridiculous things I would never say in real life and act like such a tool. And it's just so fun to be able to just be that person that I would never be in real life, but I might have the thoughts once in a while, but just let it go. And for me, it's a lot more fun being booed than being cheered. I love it to be able to make people hate me, especially as a woman. Thank you. I mean, as a woman, we face like certain challenges because as long, you know, guys want to cheer cute girls, you know, so I feel like you have to work that much harder to really be hated and be that bitch so that everyone's gonna hate you. Mm-hmm. And I think I did a pretty good job.
Yeah, you did.
I got pretty hated.
B-Scream Cookie.
B-Scream, that's my new name.
I guess it should be Cookie B-Scream. It's like cookies and cream.
B-Scream, of all things you're gonna call me, B-Scream.
Cookies and B-Scream.
That's my old that all night tonight.
So
I've been called way worse, believe me.
Where can we keep in contact with you? How can we follow the things that you're doing? Websites,
Twitter. I love the Twitter, let me tell you, because I think all wrestlers are a little bit ADD. Like, we need that constant stimulation. So I love the 140 characters and less. But I use that to interact with my fans and keep everyone updated as to, you know, what's going on with me. My Twitter name is Becky_Bayless, B-A-Y-L-E-S-S. And I like to think I'm pretty funny on Twitter.
Yes, you
know,
are.
Especially some of the drunk tweets are really.
So it's Thursday, guys. Make sure you follow her because Thursday.
Because we're going out tonight, so God only knows what we're going to get into. I think the booty bop is going to, the Jersey Turnpike.
Yeah, Jersey Turnpike.
We'll be pitching you tonight.
Especially now that you're a pro.
Yes. And you also have a website.
Oh, it's RebeccaBayless.net. Yeah, my awesome girl Alyssa does that for me, and she keeps it. Honestly, she knows more about what's going on with my career than I do.
There you go.
Like, if she'll see I'm on something or a new photo shoot or, you know, something like that gets posted to the internet, like, she's on it. I find out what I'm doing by checking my site.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much, Becky, for joining us.
Thank
we really
you
appreciate
having.
It.
This was awesome.
Yeah. We're going to shoot over to Jessica Kingpin with some news and gossip for today.
AfterBuzz TV News.
Well, we just talked a little bit earlier about Snooki's new body looking fly, but,
yes.
You know, she's been doing interviews and talking about how she got to her little figure, and initially she was claiming that she managed to ditch 17 pounds by doing the regular routine, cutting down on food and alcohol and working out and drinking a lot of water, but apparently she's trying to cash in. Lately, she has been claiming that she lost weight by using Xanax 3 products, and that's
Zyrtec, not Xanax, right?
Xantrax,
sorry.
Xanax is what Vinny takes for his anxiety. I didn't.
My bad.
Spoiler alert.
Xantrax, thank you for that little slip up. Xantrax 3. Thanks, Cookie B. Scream.
I do what I can.
So anyway, she's attributing that to her weight loss, and it's causing a little bit of controversy, especially with doctors and whatnot, and everyone's kind of trying to figure out what the real deal is, if she's just trying to make some money. These advertisements are apparently going up all over the place, and people are just kind of getting a little annoyed about it, and she's posting some pictures on Twitter and kind of saying, look out for my new advertisements and whatnot.
It's better than smoking meth to lose the weight.
I mean,
there's more. Doctors should be getting on her for that.
That's true.
AfterBuzz TV exclusive.
Whatever. Snooki looks hot. I love it.
Yeah, it just choose a story and stick with it, I guess, you know?
Yeah, totally.
What else we got?
Sammy is kind of just making sure that everyone knows that the Jersey Shore cast is smarter than people think.
Oh, thanks,
she
Sammy.
Says that her plans after Jersey Shore is that she wants to go back to school and finish getting her degree, and that she only has one semester left. And she says, it's kind of cool that everyone knows that Vinny got a degree, but she thinks that the rest of the cast is kind of taken advantage of because of their antics and their partying and they're going out, and people just kind of think that they're not the smartest cookies out there.
What the hell is she majoring in?
Yeah, I would like to know that too.
I don't know. She doesn't say. She just says she has one semester left and she plans. Yeah, seriously. Communications? I was a communication major. I don't know.
Drama.
She plans to.
That was good.
Thanks.
To go back. And hopping on the no makeup bandwagon is Dina posting pictures of herself, which actually I think she looks way better.
Everyone
she
does.
She was looking a little drag queen-ish on that show. Episode, so
yeah.
I
she needs some makeup lessons.
Phil, can we get the camera on this?
Why did the girl?
I think she looks way better.
Just have Cookie point it. Or turn it around. There you go.
Why do the girls? Because last week we saw Snooki. Why do any of them ever wear makeup if they look?
They
way
look
better
so much better, and it's just so much more presentable and clean cut. I don't know why Dina thinks that she needs to cake that stuff
she
on because it does not.
Because
look
Snooki does.
Yeah.
I'm blown away right
Dina
now.
Dina does it.
It could be the
Snooki
cat
does
on her lap too. Like,
well, have you seen
the cat? Does not look like he's happy to be there. He's like, bitch, do not take my picture. I don't have my face on.
Seriously, the cat's face is like. Like, what's going on there?
No, but
like,
have you seen the Snooki picture? Because she looks great without makeup, too. She looks gorgeous without makeup. So
and speaking of bandwagons, JWoww just hopped on the fragrance bandwagon and released her new perfume called JWoww, appropriately.
creative.
Inspired by her days and nights at the shore. The perfume's top notes are...
Oh. Does it smell like vomit and prone?
The key smells are pear, sparkling citron, and fresh air, complemented by floral and earthy scents. She says, quote, I don't like having to carry around my Club One, or, oh, I need a day one, or I need a summer smell, so I just made sure that mine was all in one. She designed...
I'm literally going to vomit. Like, that sounds awful.
Well, no, who thinks of pears when you think of the Jersey Shore? Floral, yeah. I could see maybe the Ed Hardy print. But as far as everything else,
limes, I think of limes that you drink with your Patron.
Patron, yeah, like exactly.
Or I think the of sweat and sand.
You think of cotton mouth after you wake up the night after.
I'm thinking morning after.
Spray tan smell, you know that smell after you go mystic and it's like you have to live with it until you shower. That's...
No, but that's like saying, like, I love Mexican food, Chinese food, and Italian food, so I decided to make a dish where they're all in one.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
That's not the worst idea I've ever heard.
No, like, I don't like having to choose a new dinner every day, so I just made it all, mushed it all together.
It tastes good, but it doesn't smell good, that's for sure.
No. Yeah, exactly.
Well, so we got to get somebody to get this J-Wow perfume. I want to know what it smells like. So we'll have to check that out. Anything else, Jess?
That's all we got for you today.
Well, I got some stuff for you guys.
What do we have?
Jumping on the product bandwagon also is Ronnie. Ronnie is coming out with...
He's not a cologne.
No, not a cologne. Ron Juice, and it's going...
Oh, Lord.
Ron Juice.
It's not what you think. It's an alcohol product. Ooh. It's going to be in liquor stores. What he makes on the show, I know we saw it in the last episode, not this one tonight, but
in the blender.
Yeah, in the blender.
That's exactly what I thought it would be. Watermelon.
It's the watermelon drink, and that's what he's going to be selling, and he's bringing it to liquor stores.
That's a smart move.
Can I just ask a question? It's going back a few months, but did anyone else absolutely love Ronnie's Xanadrine commercial?
Yeah.
It made me believe that everything he does on this show is 100% legit because his acting skills, I have never.
It was hysterical.
It was so incredibly awkward to the point that it turned the corner becoming awesome.
Snooki had a good commercial that came right after him.
The pistachios. Yeah. And here's the thing. She was eating a pickle. Obviously, you know, it's her thing is eating pickles. I wonder if the pistachio people are pissed that because they had to pay a fortune to get her in these commercials. She should be popping pistachios on the show.
Yeah, that's true. She never
the pickle industry better be giving her some kickbacks.
Some kosher pickles or something. But I want to say this about Snooki and the pickle juice. Snooki, if you're listening, I have something else for you to drink. I know you mix vodka and pickle juice.
Not San Juan whore, is that
really?
What
you
say?
No, but actually I went out the other night and it's called pickle juice and it's Jameson mixed with pickle juice.
For
and
real?
It's amazing.
Okay,
no.
Really?
But there's also a
I'm
shot that
I
had. San Juan whore.
Yeah, right?
A San Juan whore. It's Patron chased, a shot of Patron chased with a shot of pickle juice.
But by
and
the way,
it's actually
guys,
more delicious than it sounds.
Pickle juice and pickles.
There's your excuses, guys.
You guys, also, pickle juice and pickles are zero calories, too.
That's
interesting
true.
Fact, right?
It's a girl back.
I just bought a jar of pickles the other day because I didn't know that.
But you got to watch out for the sodium. Not the day before. Not the day before a photo shoot.
But also, day before photo shoot, distilled water, guys. Distilled water. Takes out all that stuff.
Gabby, you're giving us all the tips.
These were educational and entertaining here at AfterBuzz. I love it.
What else we get?
So, aside from that, Ronnie is also coming out with a DVD and a workout book detailing his workout routine. Because people want to know what he does to keep in shape. And he's also relaunching Jersey Laundry, his clothing t-shirt line. So look
See,
out for
I
that.
Think this is a better move. For I think
relaunching
someone, I think someone saw his commercial and was like, no. Alcohol, t-shirts, and workout.
Not
Stick
for nothing,
that.
If Ronnie was in a movie, I'd be the first person to buy a ticket to go see it.
That's my other thing, actually. The whole cast is making a cameo in the movie Three Stooges coming out this year,
amazing.
2012.
That's great.
Can you believe they're hitting the big screen now? And then, in addition,
congrats.
I know, right? Well, hey, like, Jersey
ride the
Shore
train while you can.
Thing.
Yeah, they should cash in on every single opportunity. Like,
if
they
I
can
was one of them, I would
can.
Just say yes, yes, yes. Like, no matter what anybody asks me to do, I'm like on the yes band.
Seriously,
right? And then my last news and gossip bit is that Nicole Snooki Polizzi is coming out with her next book called Gorilla Beach. It's
also a novel.
Yeah, it's another novel. It's coming, you know, because after her last one, A Short Thing, this is like the sequel to it, I guess. And she's deciding on her cover picture for the book, guys. So if you didn't see it on Twitter, her two options, or MTV.com, go check it out. And maybe Phil could post those pictures on her.
We can post them on Facebook.
One of them, our AfterBuzz Facebook. But one of the pictures, she's like with another Guido. With
I'm embarrassed to say I've seen it. And I know exactly.
Yeah, she's in a bathing suit.
What is Gorilla really Beach funny. About?
Gorillas in the mist, but gorillas on the beach.
Yeah,
hopefully no one gets their head cut off.
It's
in this
the closet. Same idea as The Short Thing, but I guess it just probably has to do with more gorillas.
All right.
You know,
and that's a sure thing.
Yeah, no, guys, and that's a sure thing for sure.
Don't ever say the Jersey Shore never taught you anything.
Now you're after
never claims that
predictions. All right, now I don't really know what to predict for next week other than...
We saw a couple things.
Mike has unfinished business.
All right, we know that...
Oh, we're back to that.
Snicky says something about a UTI or being pregnant. Yikes. Probably...
She's obviously not pregnant, yeah, so...
Probably UTI. She was, like, pissing on the floor somewhere. It was kind of disgusting. Oh, we see the bunnies come out again?
Yes.
Hell yeah.
Which we've established is a good look for Dina.
Oh,
so.
I feel so happy about that. It, but it was an improvement. But an improvement over her with the makeup face.
Yes.
Dina, this face, this is a good look. Stick
we
with
should
this.
Make a no makeup for Dina campaign.
She looks beautiful without makeup.
Yeah.
I'm impressed. Better.
But exactly, I don't understand. Snooki posts it, so she goes and posts it. Get your own mind. Like, have creative juices or something. You're pretty. You look
creative
fine.
Juices. Literally, she's had drink. Other juices. Yeah.
No more Ron Ron juice. Only creative juice.
Just that other guy's juice.
Jessica, what do you think we're going to see next week, or what do you want to see next week?
I don't know. I feel like that preview didn't give us a whole lot to work with.
It was very chopped up.
I think we had a really good episode this week, and next week's kind of be.
I know. I hope it doesn't let us down too much because I had a lot of laughs. I chuckled.
I did. Gabby, what are you thinking?
Wait, what was the besides the, like, what were the two things we saw again in the teaser that we were just talking
UTI.
About? UTI, and then what was the other one?
Bunny's coming out.
And UTI Mike. Is TMI a little bit.
Yeah.
And Mike has some unfinished business.
Yeah, the unfinished business is what I want to know, because that was left with a little again. Tease.
Does Mike ever have finished business? Has he ever just done or let anything go?
There's never. A lot of unfinished business that Mike has, yes.
When Mike comes out and says he's gay, he will have no more unfinished business.
That's the episode I'm waiting for.
Be his baby face turn, though. When Mike comes out of the closet, that's, all of a sudden, it'll be as big, as we call it, a turn when you go from a bad guy to a good guy.
That's the series finale.
No, that'll
it'll
be
clean
spin-off.
Slate. Everyone will forget every bad thing Mike ever did because he had the courage to come out and be honest. But this is actually even a great marketing ploy, even if you're not gay.
I love what you were just doing with Dina's face. Just flowing Dina's face back and forth on this. You're talking about Mike going, and Mike, do this.
We talk Dina's with face. Our hands where I'm from.
Yeah, exactly.
we do.
In case our voices aren't loud enough. Our hands need to express.
Melina, what do you want to see on the Jersey Shore? Because you're such a huge fan.
I'm such a huge fan. I haven't seen it.
Oh. Really?
Ever? I don't know. Ever.
Well, then you're coming back next week.
We're bringing Melina back next week.
We need to pop your cherry.
Oh, my gosh. Well, I certainly say from meeting her at, from when she did WrestleMania and all that stuff, she is a person that's like, she seems like really a great person to party with. I definitely want to go on
We
party
should
with
all
her.
Invite her out to party.
Did she go to the WrestleMania party?
No.
How could she have missed out on that?
I know. I was waiting for that one, but she never came.
Wait, so why can you do the Jersey Turnpike so well?
Yeah, because you walked in on it like you were a pro.
She mastered that. She invented that in Vegas. I think you may have been spying on
it. But I added the splits on that one. I added the splits on that one.
Well, maybe you should get special. Out now and show us.
Question, Melina, were you at the WWE when Snooki came in?
Yeah.
Did you actually get to meet Snooki?
John worked with her.
So what was that? What was her personality like?
Well, she seemed like, I don't know, like I haven't watched the show, but right. She seemed like she was kind of like the show, like the way she is on the show, but at the same time, she's still open-minded to talking to everybody. So, but her relationship with, what is his name, Gianni. That, it was sweet to see while, I don't know if they're still together, it was sweet
yeah,
to see
they're
when
engaged.
They lasted. Like, really? Because
they're engaged.
Really, what? Like, they were together
why
all the
that
time.
Why wasn't that using gossip?
They've been engaged for a really long
no,
time.
No, I thought she kept saying she wants to
yeah, like, legit ring on finger engaged. Yeah, this is like, breaking.
Yeah, it's not real unless she's got the finger.
They're
it's
not engaged.
You know what,
not
though? She said she wants
it's
it,
not real.
Not.
Do you guys have fact checkers? Because I need confirmation.
No, they're not engaged.
You want to know why I said that? Because Kevin casually drops it every show, so I was like, they're engaged. He always says they're engaged, but I never saw it either, but he was like, no, they're engaged, so I figured he had some
what?
Sort of insider information that I didn't know.
She does always say no he's the way. Man she's going to marry and all that.
Yeah, she just did a ton of interviews saying that she's waiting for...
All right, guys. Right. Well,
what I think is that if they're still together at this point in time after going through so much crap, then...
Why not?
They're going to end up being together, whether it's now or in 5 years. Like, if they continue this way, whether they break up, get back together, they're still going to be together.
Yeah.
Oh, you're a hopeless romantic, aren't
you? You guys, look how we ended on such a happy note.
We didn't say they weren't going to break up.
No, but tweet us, guys. Follow us at AfterBuzz TV. You can download us on iTunes. Just search AfterBuzz TV. Subscribe to us. It's free. Tell your friends. AfterBuzzTV.com. Follow us on Facebook. You can follow me at DJ Jesse J. And let us know if they're really engaged. Where can we find you, Roxy?
Roxy Stryer on Twitter.
Jessica?
At I am Jessica King.
Gabby?
I'm at Gabrielle_Loren and Gabrielle_Loren1 on Facebook.
Melina?
At Real Melina. Because she's the real deal.
Oh. Me.
Becky, where can we find you?
Becky _ Bayless.
Yes.
Awesome. Twitter.
Becky, Melina, thank you guys for joining us.
Oh,
Gabby,
us.
Becky, Melina, Phil, thank you for teaching me the Jersey Turnpike.
Yeah.
Roxy and Jessica, thank you guys for joining me again. And until next week, guys, peace out. Let's go drink.
Oh. Yeah! From producers Kevin Undergaro and Phil Svitek, engineer DJ Jesse Janity, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. If you have questions or comments, be sure to buzz us at info@AfterBuzzTV.com. And you can find us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter by searching for AfterBuzz TV.
Go.
Buzz you later, bitches!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.
Bank account can be low, but always has to look good. Always has to get a haircut. Always have to have new sneakers. Always have to look fresh.